Caleb stared at him for a moment, and then he began to laugh. It started out quietly, but it didn't stay that way, and there was something deeply cleansing about the hilarity, something that chased that lingering trace of fear, if that was what it had been, out of his eyes forever. "Oh, my God!" he managed to gasp between roars of laughter. "That was why you stayed in the water, why you were so damned careful about that towel." "Yes, it was," Merlin agreed rather repressively. "There have been other adjustments, but I have to admit that that one's probably been the most interesting." Steinar had begun chuckling himself when he realized what Merlin and Caleb were talking about. Now he shook his head. "Merlin," he said, still smiling, "somehow I don't think a dead woman or a ghost would have a sense of humor." "I'm not so sure about that, Your Eminence." "Then let me pose it this way. What constitutes being alive for a human being?" "I suspect most people would think breathing was a reasonably important criterion."
"Perhaps most people would, but I'm not asking them. I'm asking you."
"I truly don't know," Merlin admitted. He looked back down into his wine glass. "Maybe it's because I've worried about it so much, chewed the problem up one side and down the other so often that I can't stand back and think about it with any sort of detachment. I've just decided that even if I'm not, alive, I mean, I might as well act as if I were. Too many people made too many sacrifices to put me here on this world at this particular time for me to do anything else."
"And that's why I'm certain you are alive, Merlin, Nimmu Alban," Steinar said softly. "You were one of the ones who made those sacrifices. And you haven't done what you've already done here on Safehold out of some lingering sense of responsibility to people who have been dead for almost 1,000 years. Oh, those people are important to you, and I understand that for you it hasn't been 1,000 years since they died either. But as Harald once told you, a man must be judged by his actions, and for all the lies heaped together in the writ, there are truths as well, including the truth that a man's innermost nature will inevitably be known and revealed by his deeds. You've shouldered your burden out of personal outrage, Merlin Athrawes. I haven't watched you, talked to you, learned from you for 2 years now without taking the measure of the man, or the woman, you truly are. You feel the pain, which is so much a part of life, just as you feel the joys. I've always thought you were a profoundly lonely man, and now I know why. But I have never, for one moment, doubted that you were a good man, and despite what those fools in Zion believe, God is a god of love, Merlin, not a god of savage discipline and mindless rejection. His way may be hard sometimes, and he may demand much from some of his servants, but whatever else he may be, he isn't stupid. He knows what he's asked of people like you over the ages, and whether you realize it or not, God knows you as one of his own as well. I have no doubt that when Nimmu Alban's physical body died, God had another task, another duty, waiting for her. There are far too few great souls for him to waste one which burned that brightly. And so he let that soul sleep until the day a machine, a Pika, awoke in a cave here on Safehold. You have Nimmu Alban's soul, Merlin Athrawes. Never doubt it. Never question it, or yourself.